code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Studying Through the Matrix on July the 19th, 2012. For newcomers, please help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com and see all the other official sites listed there. They all carry free audios for download, and they carry transcripts as well in English for print-up. If you go into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu, you can have print-ups in other languages. Number two, you are the audience to bring me to you. I try and show you how nothing that's happening today wasn't planned many, many years ago. I mean many, sometimes 50 or 100 years ago, as we go through the transition phase, really, into this brave new world, this new world order, a dream of many people for an awful long time. And to show you how it works as well, I go through the organizations that set themselves up, and their long-term business plans. That's how you run the world, like a big top long-term business plan, 50-year plans, 100-year plans, all different agendas to be fulfilled within the plans, of course. And the NGOs, they're paid, huge armies of non-governmental organizations paid lots of money by foundations, foundations that really are not, they're not accountable to the general public. They're owned and operated by the richest people on the planet. They set them up a long, long time ago to be a parallel government. They also put their own boys and girls into politics when it suits them. They put their staff your bureaucracies with their own people, too, members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They give you presidents from the Council on Foreign Relations across the world, and they are running the world along their own particular agenda and plan. Understand, too, that you can set up foundations with tasks to fulfill. One foundation could have maybe 10 tasks to fulfill, and they'd even change those tasks for 100 to even 200 years, hiring, retiring, hiring, retiring, and they get their agendas through. That's how they do it. They've got all the time in the world to work intergenerationally and get it done. Number two, as I said, you can keep me going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, because I don't have shares in advertising or take products in or sell products. And I've had plenty of opportunities to do so, and I'd say I'm a lot happier financially if I did. But again, it compromises you to an extent, and you become simply commercialized and mainstream. So I go this way, the suicidal way, and I hope it's up to you that you'll see the same point of view and help me out by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. From the U.S. to Canada, you can use personal checks or international postal money orders. You can send cash, or you can use PayPal. The nations are really, really awfully welcome. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. And if you don't understand the past, you won't understand what's happening today. You'll be caught up in the hullabaloo of the mainstream media, which is all owned by the richest guys on the planet who also own the foundations and who are going towards the world agenda, because their job is to make you think that things are spontaneously happening and your governments must spontaneously just deal with it. Nothing is further from the truth. We've been in perpetual war since Gulf War I. If you take in the wars all through Latin America and elsewhere, we've been at war forever. And this is the system and techniques of those ruling elites who are taking over all the resources of the planet, because we're public-private now, you see. And the big idea from the private philanthropists, as they call themselves, who own the foundations, was to take over all the Earth's resources and run the world in a new feudalistic system, with corporations and CEO leaders being the new feudal overlords. We're already there. We're already there. And they have lists of countries they must take out and plunder before they're all finished. Once they've done that, they'll simply pull the rug from under the feet of those in the U.S., because the U.S. is a battering ram at the present time. Back with more after this break.
Thank you. Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi folks, I'm back heading to the Matrix, talking about the big fan we're all living through, and it's causing upheaval across the whole planet. Austerity is part of the plan too, mind you, but at the moment we're concentrating the sheer owners, I call them owners because we've never had democracy. They plan to take over the entire Middle East and other countries besides that, but mainly Muslim countries, because they decided a long time ago that the Muslim countries would never adapt into this new world vision that they had, and they'd have to simply go, be bombed out of existence, exterminated, whatever it takes, because it's a very old agenda, this, and they even had plans to do the same with different people in Britain and elsewhere under eugenics a long time ago. You find that John Stuart Mill had his drafted list up of people who wouldn't fit into the system, Aboriginal American Indians and other peoples, a lot of the blacks in Africa. What they actually said was those blacks who couldn't adapt into this economic system would have to be eliminated, because they believe, you see, in the great leap forward in evolution. And they do believe that those who are from a previous age, they can't evolve into the new age of evolution, but it would bring down the ones at the top, and therefore they'd have to yet become eliminated. This is still on the go today. The world is full of elitism, completely full of elitist ideas, and every country's got them for those at the top that own you. But we know from the 90s, at least, they had a whole list of countries to take out under the Project for the New American Century, and they listed the countries beginning with Afghanistan and Iraq, and they actually had Syria then after that, but instead that we did Libya. and Syria is going undergoing it now. And then, of course, Iran is eventually being taken out to Egypt is another one as well. So it's the same list that Israel had, of course, because they worked hand in glove with the U.S. And people can't quite fathom out what this special relationship is. Is the tail wagging the dog? Who is the dog that's being wagged? And so on and so on. And that's never been explained to the people. But they're definitely working in tandem. And there's so many lies coming out now from all sides, you don't know who to believe. That standard obfuscation of the truth when you want to go to war. But in the meantime, we're goading all the countries to go in to Iran. And it says U.S. Gulf buildup signals to Iran. You know, it's a signal to Iran they're sending. This is from the BBC. And it says that U.S. Pons transits the Gulf en route to Bahrain. And it says the USS Pons, because the ship acts as a mother ship capable of housing special forces. And then it's got the main story there. And it says, it's described by the U.S. military as a defensive exercise to preserve freedom of navigation in the international waterways of the Middle East. And it shows you minesweepers and all the rest of it. The focus will be on countering efforts by hypothetical extremist groups to mine crucial waterways in the Gulf, the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, and the Gulf of Oman. This exercise, though, will not extend into the Straits of Hormuz, presumably to avoid raising tensions with Iran. Well, they're doing all they can to raise tensions with Iran. They've been doing that for years now and embargoing them, too. The U.S. spokesman insists that the multinational maneuvers are not intended to send a signal to Iran, but it's hard to see any other fundamental purpose behind them. Well, of course, it is. It's all to intimidate Iran. And it's the sort of news they give you today. Most folks, I'd say, don't really care. That's the truth of things. We've lived through the so-called colored revolutions. We've lived through our own countries training terrorists and sending them over to undermine countries and get the wars going. And no one really cares in the Western world at all. Life goes on as usual for them. So they don't really care about it. But, and then, of course, we send in NATO to bomb them. But no one really cares. Today, see, the news is all so far away for most people. And the further away it gets, the more unrealistic it becomes to you, especially if you're surfing all the different sites or you're watching television all the time. Things become unrealistic or surreal to you. It's all one big movie that's blurred in your mind and nothing's real. You've watched so much violence, you can't tell the difference between someone really being blown up or shot from helicopters, real people, or something for a movie that you're watching. You just can't tell it anymore. This other article too, people who think that Canada and the U.S. are still separate nations. Of course, the amalgamation of the Americas is still going on step by step. And this was from last month. It says today the U.S.-Canada border, beyond the border, it's called Canada Beyond the Border, Executive Steering Committee met for the first time in Ottawa, Canada. President Obama and Prime Minister Harper directed the establishment of the B2B, Beyond the Border, Executive Steering Committee to oversee progress on the implementation of the B2B Action Plan. To ensure continued transparency and accountability, the B2B Executive Steering Committee will generate a joint public report to be published in December 2012. Additional information, including the full Beyond the Border Action Plan, is available at ondhs.gov. And I'll put these links up for all these stories tonight at cuttingthroughthematrix.com to let you show that things are still steamrolling ahead. Remember, Europe was to be amalgamated first, then the Americas, and at the same time the Pacific Rim regions as well. And that was the three main trading blocks that they wanted. Very old plan, 100 years old. And this article, too, is about austerity. You see, austerity are what your masters deemed appropriate for you. You felt too good, you see, when you had factories and things, and they've sent them all off to China. So, and you still had it too good because they kept prices artificially down in some countries, especially America, because they needed lots of troops and so on for the big wars that they've got to fight. But that time is to go. And since Britain has doing less of it because they handed the torch over to the U.S. a long time ago, you need to read about Kipling about that, because he actually did hand the torch over in a sense, and he says it's time that you two currency means forever. Because, you see, austerity is what they planned. You're going to use less of the world's resources, you'll live in poverty, you'll be crammed into these high-rise buildings in the cities until you die off, because this present generation will not have children, have or very few at the most. And they know that too. Plus, infertility is rampaging through people, through their inoculations and the food that they eat as well. And so it's war. This is what's called total war. You never tell your target you're under total war, and because obviously they'd be rather annoyed about it. So you have to do it covertly and always feign ignorance when reports come out about, you know, failing fertility levels and so on. So anyway, it's perpetual austerity, because all your money has to go to pay fines, fees, licensing, energy products, programs, and also carbon taxes, things like that. That's where it's all to go. And that goes straight to the big boys via the Rothschilds Bank in Switzerland, because Rothschild brought that one forward, remember, carbon credits. So it says the Prime Minister welcomed falling inflation as a good sign, but admitted the economic crisis had been far worse than expected and could blight Britain for years. Well, Britain's used to being blighted because they've never really got out of debt for since the Rothschilds took over the Bank of England, but war after war after war, because governments then could borrow from them and keep the wars going and then have long depressions to pay them back. Mr. Cameron, in an interview with the Daily Telegraph, said it's a period for all countries, not just Europe, but I think you will see it in America too, where we will have to deal with our deficits and we have to have sustainable debts. And I can't see any time soon when the pressure will be off, he says. So, very difficult times ahead, and of course that's the agenda and that's how it's going to be. Now, a few days ago, Netanyahu and Hillary Clinton met and stepped up the next step towards really putting the pressure on getting war going with Iran, of course. And 4 days later, as I say, you get this happening. Bulgaria's suicide terrorist carried a phony American idea or card. This happened in Bulgaria when some Hebrew or Israeli students came over on a bus run going to the Black Sea, very popular for Israelis, and a bus blew up, just like that. And of course, immediately before the explosion died away, Netanyahu was yelling that it was Iran responsible for it. Just like when the towers went down, remember, and Rumsfeld and Brzezinski were saying that that had to be Osama bin Laden. No. Same thing. Before the towers, even the dust even cleared, they were telling you who it was. So that tells you that is their target, regardless. And it's not unknown. This is a hard thing to say, too, because it's not unknown for them to sacrifice their own to get sympathy and to get things going. The few must perish for the sake of the many. It's a well-understood statement, saying in the Talmud. And it does work very, very well. It says Bulgaria's suicide terrorist carried phony American documents, and the terror attack in Bulgaria was carried out by a suicide bomber. Now, they're not even sure if it was a suicide bomber yet. Bulgarian Prime Minister Bjelko Borisov said Thursday morning, and trying to develop a picture of how the six Israelis were killed when a bus blew up in Sofia's Sarafofo airport. An initial investigation based on footage captured by surveillance cameras indicated that the bomber was a Caucasian. That makes it even more suspicious. And apparently had a Michigan ID. Earlier reports said that the bus had been blown up by an explosive device set off remotely. So it's all up in the air right now, and we'll never probably get the truth out of it. But it's interesting to see it happened 4 days after they stepped up the pressure and made the deal between Netanyahu and Hillary Clinton to put more pressure on Iran, which they're going to attack regardless. This is on the cards. I'll put up tonight, too, a little video on Iran, some of the most beautiful cities over there, very first world cities, so that we can remember them before they turn them into rubble that they've done elsewhere across the Middle East. Fukushima, well, the government there is in their PR stunts and so on, and they're telling the people that water is not radioactive now, and they've got families flocking to Fukushima Beach. They've opened it and declared it safe to swim in the sea, and they're having a good time, and I hope they don't come down with any ill effects. I'll put it up tonight too. Back with more after these messages.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hi, folks. I'm back, studying through the matrix. Over the years, as the war system goes in through every country, and we're all really under martial law, whether we like it or not, which is actually what it is, we find that with the rise of the internal police forces, which are really just military forces today, that they're trained in by the military. Most of them are staffed now by the military, guys that come from the military, and they have all the equipment of the military. But they have all these different operations on the go all the time. Different agencies, government agencies, at raiding homes and things. And I've lost count of all the wrong homes I've gone into and killed people and done stuff like that. And there's another article today. Get used to it, because we're living in the sci-fi now. The sci-fi movies are here. These are the sci-fi movies we're living in that they showed us 20, 30 years ago, the future. His family suing after the dog was shot. They always shoot the dog first during a bungled raid. And it says the U.S. family is suing local police, forced after officers allegedly handcuffed three children and forced them to sit next to their dead dog for an hour in a bungled raid on the wrong home. Standard stuff. The Minneapolis family claimed police terrorized them at gunpoint during the raid after shooting death their pets. All nine occupants of the home, including three children, have launched a federal court lawsuit against the Dakota County Drug Task Force, the St. Paul Police Force, and a Drug Enforcement Administration agent. One of the family members, Roberto Franco, told the court that the name on the police search warrant was not his, but Rafael Ybarra, a man who lived next door when the raid took place in July 2010. The family says during the raid, police officers forced each of them to the floor at gunpoint, handcuffed them behind their backs. They shot and
killed the family dog and forced the handcuffed children to sit next to their dog's dead body, and it's pouring blood, of course, for more than 1 hour while defendants continue to search the plaintiff's home. One of the children was kicked in the side. That's standard too. They like getting you. Once you put it tied up, I could kick you. You know, especially the weaker you are, the better. And another endured a diabetic episode because she was not allowed to take her medication while she was handcuffed. Even after police discovered that they were at the wrong home, they kept searching the property. Now, this is standard procedure. They've got to keep searching to find something to get you on to try and justify the damage they've done to you. And it happens in Canada too. And what they did was found a gun in the basement room. Who knows, you could have placed it there for all you know, of another member of the household, Gilbert Castillo. Police charged Mr. Franco for the legal possession of the firearm, who claims he was then wrongly convicted of the offence. The parents of the three children were physically and emotionally traumatized by the raid and now needed therapy, so they're suing anyway, and I hope they get somewhere with it. They probably won't, but I would like to see that happen. I have been in Canada too, where raid here. In Ontario, it was after a killing in a restaurant where it was a black guy was a suspect. And meanwhile, as they were arresting, the RCMP were arresting in another country, the local SWAT forces had got a tip-off of a black guy sleeping with a white girl. Ooh, ooh, in Ontario. So they raided this other guy's home, nothing to do with it at all, terrorized them all, tied them all up, threw them against the walls, including the little baby as well, tied them up. Kidding. And to justify what they did when they realized the screw up, they tried to charge them for having an air rifle, you know, the ones you buy off the shelf without licenses. And even that fell through eventually because it was still under 460 feet per second for the firing the pellet. But they always try and get you for something once they've royally screwed up. That's standard procedure. The dangerous part is if they end up killing you, you see. Because then you can't testify against them. And you can say, well, you had a gun there and they fired. You know, they can do all this nasty stuff. And that's real life, folks. Stop living in fantasy land and movies where detectives are all worrying and tearing their hair out about some case or other and they can't sleep until it's solved to help the poor people. Stop believing in this fantasy you've been brainwashed with and get into some real life here. I hope you do. Some people have heard this organization, others haven't. It's a very old organization. It was another branch of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and it's for the World Parliament Assembly, also called the World Federalists. You can go back into Shelley's time, the poet Shelley, who wrote about it too, and when they'd have a parliament of the world after they furled all the flags, etc., and the guns were silent and all that kind of stuff. And President Truman liked that poem so much, he used to read it every major speech he gave. But it's to do with a world parliament and it's pushed by all the big boys and the United Nations. And it says the study presents a model for a world parliamentary assembly and there's a book presented at Congress in Winnipeg, Models and Principles for the Establishment and Further Evolution of a World Parliament, the subject of a new study that was presented on Tuesday to an audience of international specialists participating in the World Congress of the World Federalist Movement Institute for Global Policy. And some of your top, especially in the States, top TV announcers in the past have been, and Cronkite was a member of it too, and other ones, this World Movement for World Federalism, an international network dedicated to strengthening of the rule of law, human rights, federalism, and democracy. The book titled Creating a World Parliamentary Assembly, An Evolutionary Journey, as authorized by Joseph Schwarzberg from Minnesota, an expert on the subject who taught geography at the University of Minnesota, which bestowed on him in 2009 the honorary title Distinguished International Emeritus Professor. Book published by the Committee for a Democratic United Nations in Berlin, with a foreword by Daniel Archibugi, who knows, a well-known specialist in cosmopolitan democracy and director of the National Italian Research Council, explores how the democratic deficit of the United Nations can be progressively minimized. They can't speak, this is all social ease, you know, social bureaucratic ease. They can't speak straightforwardly. But then they want a global parliament. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm back talking about the World Congress and World Federalism, the World Parliamentarians. It's all the same thing. And again, it appears to be awfully left-wing, but they're funded by the big foundations, again, the big usual suspects, that they're to their own international business corporations. Anyway, it says the 26th World Congress, the World Federalist Movement Institute for Global Policy, assembled this week in Winnipeg, Canada, has reaffirmed the international movement's support of global democratization. We don't have it here in Canada, but they're pushing over somewhere else. A resolution that was passed unanimously by delegates from over 20 countries stressed that the Arab Spring, the Occupy movements, the Dignitos, and other forms of social protests have shown an increased discontent with existing global political order and raised the question of democratization. And it says democratization through globalization, democracy. It runs major international programs in the International Criminal Court and the responsibility to protect. It's determined that it should be a key pillar in its strategy to facilitate channeling the social energy into the concrete development of a world parliament and a democratic global order. The development of a United Nations Parliamentary Assembly. And it goes on and on and about. So this is its 65th anniversary, apparently. So you can read all about that and see how a whole bunch of other people that you seldom hear of have been working very, very hard to bring a world parliament. Again, Marx had the same idea, three trading blocks, and with the central parliament, like Europe's got the whole lot in Brussels, and one will be for the Americas too, and then you'll have the under super parliament of the world. So this is a very old agenda you're living through, and these characters here are only one of many organizations funded by the big foundations with trillions of dollars, with trillions of dollars to spend across the world in every country, to make it all happen. And think tanks working full-time 24-7, full paychecks, the whole retirement scheme is a whole lot, very well paid, in fact. That's a good job, actually, if you're a good psychopath, you can join these and live quite a good life as you wreck the world. And another article tonight, too, is Australian Taxpayers Alliance that's really trying to fight back all of these new taxations in Australia and over-regulation of government and government waste. There's always lots of government waste, mind you. I'll put this link up as well. But they're really getting ticked off in Australia about it because they're a test bed for a lot of stuff we're still to get here with carbon, personal carbon taxes. Remember, that's coming down the pipe, the personal ones. I said that years ago, that's how they'll do it. And you'll get a bill for everything you purchased that week, and you'll pay energy taxes on everything that went into making that, whatever it is you bought, that bunch of stuff, even your groceries. Now, in London, they had a meeting with their opposite, supposedly, under one of these Hands Across the World deals, another international organization, but it's run by the Common Purpose Foundation. The Common Purpose came out of nowhere, highly funded. They broke a lot of rules in Britain by bringing on politicians on board, even members of the armed forces that are not supposed to join NGO groups. But they're also for completely cementing Europe together. That's really their main purpose, and bringing almost a communistic system into the whole of Europe. But all the big boys are on board with it, again, because you see, at the very top of the tree, above all socialism, you've got the ultra-capitalists, the guys who believe they are eugenic and superior, and it's the right to, they've got the right to rule the world, and they need socialism to keep everybody down below them in check with lots of government agencies and spying on you and all that kind of stuff. See, they both work together. This is London and Shanghai social challenges to be tackled with support of Mayors Boris Johnson and Han Zhen. This is the inaugural Daojiang venture run by International Leadership Development Organization Common Purpose. And that's what they do, these big NGOs. They train your future leaders. They pick them up at 14, 13 or 14 years of age and train them to be leaders of this vast socialist system for the future. You see? So it'll take place at Devonport House and City Hall from in July. During the four-day venture, participants will be set the challenge of developing collaborative practical methods to tackle social challenges caused by ever-increasing urbanization in the two cities. They'll also meet Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, at City Hall, where he'll host a reception for the participants. Daojiang is a great project, bringing together the brightest and best young leaders from Shanghai and London. Well, see, they all know how to run the communist system over there, you see, in Shanghai, and bring it into the British system. It's a fantastic way to learn from each other. Well, it really is, learning about how to be communistic and get down your knees and bow to all the overseers in the communist China. That's what you have to do there. And strengthen the developing bonds between our two great cities, says Mr. Johnson, who's also a member of the Daojing Advisory Group. Now, what's he doing as a member of a Chinese advisory group? I know previous Common Purpose ventures have delivered some creative, innovative solutions to different problems, and I can't wait to see the ideas that are produced this time. You understand, we're run by private organizations, and they have a political clout because they're already involved in politics with their members. And they don't have to present any of this to the general public for your approval. That's how the world's really run. Has been for a long time. An awful long time. Now, Monsanto, Canada, unveils this Decalb, they call it Decalb, a canola seed processing plant in Lethbridge, Alberta. And it's hosted farmers, retail customers, and other key industry stakeholders at the official grand opening of this expanded Decalb canola seed processing plant home to Monsanto's North American hybrid canola seed production and manufacturing business. And they've invested $14.7 million. Into this new expansion and upgrade of this particular plant. It's been here for quite a few years. Canada runs the world with the GM because, you see, Canadians only found out from Britain during Blair's reign when people were protesting about him trying to get the GM food into veggies into Britain. The Canadians have been eating this stuff for 10 years without being told by their government. Who were the guinea pigs? Of course, they were testing everybody's medical histories and following it all to see what it caused, what diseases that caused. And they weren't going to tell the Canadians at all until it broke out from Britain. And then they went into action and brought out David Suzuki, of course, who's all on board for this stuff. And because he'll get funding from them, no doubt, for his big NGO group himself, his own foundation. And he tried to say, oh, it's okay to eat all that stuff, but Becky, he's not eating it himself. Remember, the guys at Monsanto won't eat the stuff themselves. That's all you need to know. That's all I need to know. They won't eat it. But you have to eat it. Now, the May Olympics security meticulously planned, it says, that's May as the woman who's in charge of all, Theresa May. She may do this and she may do that. She's told MPs that the security operation for the 2012 Olympic Games had been meticulously planned and would not be compromised following the revelation that the 3,500 extra troops would be needed. She was responding to an urgent question at the Olympic Games security on 12th of July, hailed by the Labour MP and chairman of the Home Affairs Committee, Keith Baz. The drafting 3,500 extra troops for the Olympics, in addition to 13,500 already agreed, amidst fears contractor G4s, the private ones, you know, not have enough trained staff. The Home Secretary said the security operation for the Games was the largest and most complex, listen to this, since World War II. This is for the Games. Games. And the contingency plans were a central part. Can you believe this? They've got missiles on rooftops and all the rest of it. You're living in the sci-fi. All the sci-fi is here. You're living through it all. And once you get austerity really, really rolling, and the massive taxation, so there's no more spending money, all your money will go on essentials only, and back to government through taxations and so on, you'll really be living in hovels and falling apart buildings with the black clad troops keeping you all in line, just like you saw in all the sci-fi movies. Yeah, that's what trained you. It's called predictive programming. That's where they show you all that stuff years in advance. It makes it familiar, the idea familiar to you. Now, New Star is spying on Americans for the government. And this is one Delaware-based tech company is quietly leading the way in surveillance infrastructure and serving as the middleman between law enforcement officials and your most personal information. Our key correspondent, Liz Wild, takes a look at what's really going on there. And it follows, it's quite a good, interesting article. I'll put that up tonight too, and you can go into it to see how all these private companies, it's big, big business for them, and they're quite happy to go and help work for the government, really get payments from them. I mentioned too before this old idea, it was an idea that came, it's at least 80 years old probably, this idea of firing energy towards something to charge something from a distance without wires or cables. And the new ground-based laser can extend drone flight time. They're really going ahead with all these extended drone flight time flying capabilities and so on. So they've got to charge them en route. And they've got a laser now. You soon see laser beams going over the sky as they recharge these things in flight from quite vast distances. I'll put that up tonight, too. Now, in Australia, there's a new plastic tax coming in, along with the carbon taxes. And again, that's all coming across the world as well. It's been tested in Australia, and they get better public relations to sell it to all of us, and they'll iron out all the problems, you see. So this new plastic tax may add over $300 to household grocery bills. As Australian families brace for the impact of carbon tax on the household bills, a new plastic tax is set to deliver another shock. A controversial new scheme that proposes to levy a tax on glass and plastic containers could see the family's average grocery bill go up by more than $300. Plan would see a 10-cent deposit be imposed on each plastic or glass drinks container to be refunded if the shopper returns the empty bottles. Australian Food and Grocery Council warned extra transport and setup costs would drive prices up at the worst possible time. And it says the scheme could cost some families years up to $470 a year more as a new charge pushes up prices on drinks containers by 20 cents. Again, more and more ways to know, under a scheme that was seen record the position of every address in the country. The patrol streets using a satellite location device to capture the precise longitude, latitude, and altitude of each home and business. In future, they're all, you know, sell the information to firms such as Google to improve mapping services. In theory, cars, satellite maps, and smartphones will be able to guide users to the precise doorstep they're looking for, and the police and other emergency services will be able to get to an address more quickly. The plans will conjure concerns first triggered by Google with its controversial Street View service. Cameras on Google cars capture sometimes intrusive images of homes and computers installed in the vehicles tapped into homes and businesses' Wi-Fi systems to collect personal information stored on computers. They're still doing it, by the way. Google's under investigation by the Information Commissioner over allegations that covered up details of the collection of personal information. By contrast, Royal Mail system does not capture images or personal information. A trial in East Anglia was launched this week with postmen being sent out with high-tech mapping devices, which look like cameras or binoculars. Royal Mail said the new technology offers an advance on the traditional system of postcode, street names, and house numbers. The organization sees the vast new database that will be created as a potential money maker for them. They're all for sale, really, eh? Number two, to get into these new high-rises and so on, go into the old science fictions to do with the world to come, written 50, 60, sometimes 70 years ago. One of the first ones was written in the 1920s and remade over and over in different novels. To do with you all crammed into these massive high-rises, a million people, and that would be your home for life. You would never see outside. In fact, with high-tech windows, you'd have all those pictures on the windows, but you wouldn't see what's beyond the window. And you'd live, get born, move up into the next level, be trained through kindergarten, etc., and then eventually train for your job, then move to a work area, different level again, and that would be your life forever. That generation dies off and doesn't have children. But part of it, too, was the ultra-promotion of sex, because crammed together, you could expect no privacy. So first, they'd have to train the population to expect no privacy. Is it sort of tied together, folks? A very old plan. This is kind of starting to click somewhere in the old brain box. No privacy. And you get used to it. Youngsters don't really care about it now. They're quite happy to all their data up on Facebook and so on, and all the other ones out there that the government uses. UK admits to a cyber attack on Iran. In less than a week, British officials admit to cyber attacks and covert operations against Iran's nuclear program. UK Parliament's Intelligence Security Committee has admitted that Britain has launched a cyber attack against Iran shortly after UK spy chief admitted Britain conducted covert operations in Iran and against Iran. In its annual report for 2011-12, the British Parliament, the ISC, claimed that Britain's spies have caused disruption to Iran's nuclear capabilities, saying UK spying agents could access networks or systems of others to hamper their activities or capabilities without detection. Now, a year ago or 2 years ago, the whole cry was, oh, we're going to get cyber security in the West because we're going to get all these cyber attacks. Well, guess who's doing all the cyber attacks? The US, Britain, Israel. They're doing it all. I don't think Iran's cyber attacking anybody else. Of course, I say it's not actually exactly illegal, since no one's wrote the books on it yet, you see. Now, to do with the resilient earth, ravaged reefs bounce back. You always hear that, oh, well, the sky's falling. In a new study of coral reefs off the Pacific coast of Panama, human scientists have discovered something shocking. Those seemingly thriving permanent reefs have undergone widespread devastation in the past, which was a bit long ago. Even more shocking was the realization that despite this natural destruction, folks, of coral reefs, the reefs bounce back after laying dormant for 2,500 years. We've been told that the oh-so-sensitive coral reefs of the world are all going to die if the world's temperatures rise due to that horrible man-made scourge of global warming. Yet it seems that nature has been happily wiping out and re-establishing reefs across all the oceans of the world since before the rise of human civilization. Once again, the warm and scare tactics flounder on the reefs of actual science. That's quite a good article, actually, because they're using the same scam in the Great Barrier Reef in Australia right now. But it goes through the natural cycles in their thousands-year cycle. Sometimes they lie dormant for thousands of years and then just jump back again because of different things, including underwater volcanoes, etc., etc. And another article, another self-help tonight, too, is Stop Big Brother from Australia. You trust the Gillard movement to know all your internet passwords. Really forging ahead there. Back with more after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them, too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Hi, folks, I'm back, and I'm up for a video tonight, too, where a congressman tells conservative activists that fighting for the U.S. Constitution is a losing battle. He's talking about politically. He said there's no point in mentioning it. It's just half the folk don't know what it means or what's even in it. He's got a point. They don't. But, of course, the other ones come up and say, you know, you can't do away without having a set of laws. If you don't have a set of laws, you're lawless. Your government is lawless. And that's the bottom line. But I'll put this up and you can listen to this video tonight as well. And also in Jerusalem, it says the United States will use its power to keep Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton declared Monday after meeting top Israeli officials where they discussed the issue. She said the U.S. would keep raising the pressure on Iran as long as it fails to come clean on its disputed uranium enrichment program. Well, they have come clean umpteen times, but refused to accept even the Atomic Energy Commission's findings. Iran is under great... Remember, they had the same thing, too, with Iraq. Remember, weapons of mass destruction, and the UN kept sending guys in, and they couldn't find anything. But it didn't matter. You see, an agenda is an agenda, and these countries have all to be demolished. And only one superpower is to be left in the region to run all of those countries that have now demolished. That's the plan. And so Iran is under great pressure now than ever before. She says, we'll use all elements of American power to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. The real threat came as the U.S. and Israel debate how best to deal with Iran's nuclear program. The U.S. is seeking more time for negotiations and sanctions, while Israel has repeatedly hinted at military action, but they want the U.S. to do, of course, you see. Now, both suspect Iran may be aiming towards producing nuclear weapons, and Iran denies the claim. And they've been denying the claim, and they're even clear to save the Atomic Energy Commission 18 times. That's not good enough. It's amazing how they allow some countries to have it and other countries can't have it. You wonder why. Well, you see, they'll never tell you why. That's why. You need to think for yourselves. After her declaration about possible use of U.S. power, Clinton said everyone prefers a diplomatic resolution, and that Israel and the U.S. were on the same page regarding Iran. Iran's leaders still have the opportunity to make the right decision. The choice is ultimately Iran, she said, adding that so far Iran's proposals have been non-starters. But what they want is complete demolition of all nuclear facilities there altogether, and maybe they'll start selling them solar panels or something and turn them back into a third world status. Now, that's what they really want, a rubble in a third world status like they've done across the whole Middle East. You see. Throughout her day of meetings, Clinton also spoke about the need to halt Syria's violence and underscored America's support for Israel, an ally in a difficult neighborhood. She met President Shimon Peres for an hour as part of what is perhaps her final visit to Israel as Secretary of State, bringing a message of solidarity to the Jewish state after 3.5 years of only stunted progress towards a Palestinian peace deal, which they'll never give them either, because that's never going to be on the cards. We go through this farce every year, every so often, and we all know it's a farce, don't we? I mean, let's be honest, that we all know this is a farce. They're never going to give Palestinians anything. And there'll never be equality or democracy in any of those countries. We don't have democracy. If you want to understand democracy, look at the French version that originally came out with the term democracy, where government was supposed to be a servant to the people. Have you ever seen that happen anywhere? Have you? From Hamish Massell from Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and your God or your gods go with you.
When the collapse